Good morning. Here's what markets are telling us today. A hot inflation print and an oil supply shock are now sitting directly in front of Wednesday's meeting of the Fed's policy committee. Friday brought a bounce, but not enough to save the week. The S&P 500 rose 0.86% to 7,656.98. The Dow rose 0.98% to 52,573.29. The Nasdaq rose 0.96% to 26,333.04. All three finished lower for the week. The 10-year Treasury yield closed at 4.974%, the highest close since October 2023. The 2-year sits at 4.642%. That is the tape in one line: sticky inflation, expensive oil, and a bond market that is already tightening before the Fed says a word. August CPI came in at 3.4% year over year. Core prices rose 0.3% month over month. That is hot enough to hit real incomes. Real average hourly earnings fell 0.3% from a year ago because prices are growing at 3.4%, while wages are growing at only 3.1%. Gasoline jumped 3.9% in August, diesel is at $6, and the University of Michigan Sentiment Index dropped to 47.8. The consumer squeeze is broadening. You can see it in the trade-down stories from Costco and Walmart. Fed funds futures now give roughly an 87% probability to a quarter-point hike on Wednesday, and they are pricing in more than one hike beyond that. Higher for longer is becoming the base case. Bank of America warns that holding rates steady would risk a sell-off at the long end of the Treasury curve. That is the 10-year and the 30-year. The 30-year closed at 5.354%, and the dollar rose alongside those yields. Some investors are drawing a comparison to 2018. Jim Cramer sees oil near $100, sticky inflation, and a new Fed chair, and he suggests trimming winners and holding cash. Jason Zweig favors Treasury inflation-protected securities. The Herd on the Street column sees political promises adding to inflation risk. The calm read is that this is no longer just a rate cycle. It is a supply shock cycle layered on top. The oil shock is not abstract. Brent crude is around $104.61, up 8% for the week. West Texas Intermediate settled at $100.05. Down 2.4% on Friday, but up 9.4% over the week. Saudi Arabia has shut the East-West pipeline, which can bypass up to 7 million barrels a day. The Houthis control the Bab al-Mandeb choke point. The US blockade has redirected roughly 100 vessels. Global oil inventories are down 400 million barrels. Traders are buying $120 calls in case the disruption persists. The marginal upside now probably belongs to China. If China starts restocking crude, the physical market gets even tighter. The geopolitical backdrop does not offer much relief. The BRICS group has urged a ceasefire, but Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has rejected surrender. Sanctions pressure is also intensifying. The Treasury Department cut off Bank Misar UAE from US correspondent accounts, alleging $1.8 billion. Was routed through American banks. JP Morgan and Citigroup are named in that case. Separately, US banks reportedly moved $9 billion in Iranian funds during 2024. Xi Jinping is positioning China as both peace broker and AI tech leader, while Prime Minister Modi pushes border peace and local currency trade, even as the India-China deficit hit a record $112 billion. For now, Trump tariff pressure is driving hedging, rather than formal de-dollarization. Turning to corporate news, Oracle shares fell 1.7% on Friday and are down 23% year-to-date on AI debt fears. Larry Ellison cancelled a 50 million share sale worth $7.5 billion. No shares were sold. PayPal is making Laws a standalone business after a bid from Stripe and Advent around $60.50 stalled. The stock closed at $53, and Venmo is pushing into money management. In cardio pharma, Novartis's pelacarsen failed its cardiovascular outcomes trial. Novo Nordisk's inflammation trial failed, and Amgen had its worst day in decades. Rival data from the American Heart Association's lipoproteiner program is due in November, software incumbents are showing surprising resilience. Salesforce jumped 22% after its beat and its Anthropic deal, and Snowflake, ServiceNow, and Workday were all strong. In deal flow, Berkshire Hathaway's B shares are trailing the S&P 500 by 10 points, but there is a quiet signal in GE's $11.75 billion CPP deal. It implies Precision Castparts may be worth around $100 billion versus a $37 billion cost. GM is moving into domestic sodium-ion battery cells with Peak Energy, while the Department of Transportation is hitting Ford's tie-up with CATL, another China supply chain fault line. Chime is buying Stride Bank for $590 million, and Bancorp fell 20% on that news. European gas is a silent pressure point. Storage is at 67%, a 15-year low. The TTF spot price is up 75% since June. Germany and the Netherlands are around 50% full. Cheniere and Venture Global are the beneficiaries in spot liquefied natural gas. Gold sits at $4,366, silver at $64.55. The NASDAQ 100 rebalance has lifted SpaceX's weighting, and Bitcoin is around $77,000. In technology, OpenAI has ruled out an initial public offering in 2026. Dario Amodei's pacing plan is getting backing from Sam Altman and Elon Musk, but safety is colliding with the IPO calendar. The most striking infrastructure story is SB Energy's AI infrastructure IPO, which may price this month. Zero operating data centers, a $430 billion backlog, 90% tied to a 10-gigawatt Ohio campus, and $174 billion in capital expenditures. That is a long cash burn. Meanwhile, AI memory is killing the sub-$100 phone. Shipments fell 60% year over year, Xiaomi and Oppo average selling prices rose 30%, and memory now accounts for about 60% of the bill of materials in sub-$200 phones. Finally, a few standouts. Polymarket and KPMG claim a 98% win rate over 42 earnings bets, with winnings of $22,000. But charges are being considered, and event contract integrity is now in question. Bending Spoons has a net revenue retention around 94%, amortization-heavy adjusted earnings, and a valuation around 14 times revenue and 100 times earnings. That is the short case. Kalshi is seeking to list the first regulated U.S. single-stock perpetuals on Tesla, Apple, Nvidia, and about 60 other names. Coinbase has filed too. Hyperliquid volume hit $212 billion. Block has filed an OCC charter for Builders Bank and Trust, focused only on stablecoin and Bitcoin custody. This week's calendar includes the Fed meeting and U.S. retail sales, plus the ever-present tail risk of Saudi or Hormuz headlines. SB Energy's IPO may price this month, and the American Heart Association's lipoprotein, ADATA, follows in November. That's the story this morning. Now back to your day.